Greetings, Flag Branch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me, Pastor Jordan, for some fine points from Sunday's service and message, Beginning of Travail Pains. The travail associated with childbirth can be intense, even to the point of death. Some mothers have not survived the sometimes arduous and difficult travail of childbirth. Yet Jesus used this analogy to describe the events and challenges that shall take place prior to his return. All of the mostly gloom and doom information and news from the 24-hour never-ending news and media cycles is leaving a lot of people, as well as many Christians, feeling fatalistic about the future, meaning, and purpose of life. They, like many Christians, have a feeling that mankind will not survive much longer. Jesus is about to come, and the end of the world is near. The Savior knew some of his disciples would feel that way, so he encouraged us to not be troubled when we see the things happening all around us that can give us that outlook. Jesus said these things must happen. And they have been happening since his time. The main difference between then and now is we are much more aware of the trouble in the world. Instead of thinking this is the end, which it is not, Jesus said these things are the beginning of travail pains, the pains associated with the birth of a child. It is curious that Jesus would use this description of the troubles his people would endure. The entire cosmos can be seen as a womb for the creation, development, and birth of the children of God. As there is travail in bringing forth a human child, the trouble we encounter are the sorrows of bringing forth a divine or godly child. The resistance to that birth is what causes that sorrow. So let us not be like Chicken Little, who was convinced and went around telling everyone that the sky is falling. We are blessed to live in the greatest period in the history of mankind. The progress man has made in raising his standard of living is commendable and worthy of note, as the disciples did of the temple building in their time. This is to the credit and genius of our Creator, who made us in His image and gave us the ability to do what things we are capable of doing. We are capable of doing much greater things, things we can't even imagine now. But we as Christians must take the lead in demonstrating to the world how to love and care for our human brothers and sisters. We must not give up and get caught up in the fatalistic culture and way of thinking. We have no way of knowing when the end of sorrows will come, nor when Jesus will come and establish his kingdom. We are given the task of telling everyone about the love and grace of God while making the world a better place to live. It has already been 2,000 years since the travail began. Mankind has lived and survived through many horrific and terrible times that may have seemed like the end was near. Yet Jesus said the end is not yet, and these things must happen. At the end of the travail, hopefully a healthy child is born. As we go through the travail pains of this life, let's hope the end is many healthy, holy children of God are born. You can hear the entire and complete sermon by clicking the sermon title above. You can also see and listen to the latest Sunday School, Missions, and BTU sessions by clicking this link. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices to get the latest news, updates, and shortcuts to all of our ministries, functions, and activities. Click the Sunday School Daily Bible Readings for an excellent devotional and preparation for the upcoming Sunday School lesson. And don't forget to leave a comment or question down below. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.